Welcome to the Membership Guys Podcast. Kick-ass advice and tips for membership site owners.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 75 of the Membership Guys Podcast, the show where I dispense proven practical tips and advice for growing a successful membership. I'm Mike Morrison, your host for the show, and today I want to talk about using a free challenge as a way of attracting members to your membership site, as well as a way of generating leads and building your audience. So audience building has kind of been the theme for the last few weeks. A few weeks back, we had a two-parter on where to find your audience and tactics for actually growing your audience, and we touch on running a membership challenge in there. But for this episode, I want to dive a little bit deeper, and I'm actually pulled the audio that we recorded from a lesson we did on creating and running a membership challenge as a way of generating sales and leads as part of the Building Your Audience course that we recently released into the academy. So I pulled the audio from that for this podcast episode because when I was done recording it, I just thought, you know what? I've got to share this with the listeners of the podcast. Those of you guys who've been around with us for a while, who were listening to the podcast well over a year ago before we actually opened the academy, you'll know, or you may remember, that there was quite a short window that we gave ourselves between planting our flag in the sand, starting blogging, starting podcasting, and moving from being in the coalface at the forefront of working with our clients one-on-one on their memberships to teaching other people about it. We gave ourselves about 2 to 3 months between starting our blogging and podcasting under the membershipguys.com website and then opening MemberSite Academy. And the reason why our membership was so successful given the short period of time is that we used a free challenge, the 30-day membership challenge, as a way to really accelerate our list building and as a really effective sales promotional technique as well. So I really wanted to share with you what we recorded for our Academy members on this very specific topic. This is one lesson from the Building Your Audience course. So we're going to seamlessly move in to me talking about how to use a free challenge to grow your membership. The next strategy we're going to talk about is running a free challenge. So this is where you deliver a course or a program via email, utilizing maybe webinars or live videos, some sort of free course as a list generating exercise. So with your free challenge, you'll typically have everyone who's taking part starting at the same time and working towards a specific outcome. Now, you're going to want to make this something which is easily achievable within the time frame that you are working with, that doesn't involve too much intervention from you, because obviously you don't want to have to be constantly working one-on-one with everyone who signs up for the challenge or fielding all sorts of emails and questions. You want the challenge to be largely around accountability as opposed to trying to teach people really in-depth or complicated skills. So if you're in the fitness industry, perhaps it's a weight loss challenge or a challenge to switch to a particular diet. If you are in the online marketing realm, then perhaps it's a 14-day challenge to start a blog or start a podcast or something like that. So the outcome itself should be something that no matter what situation different people joining your challenge are, they can self-study and they can progress against some guidelines that you provide in order to try and get this outcome within a specific fixed time period. You don't want to have too much manual intervention, otherwise it's going to become impractical for you. So what you would typically do with this, if you plot out the time period you're going for, ideally you're going to be looking at anywhere between 10 days and 30 days. You certainly don't want any longer than 30 days. You need to give yourself and the participants enough time to actually perform the tasks, check in with accountability, allow some time for people to slip or for real life to intervene. And then you map out the different steps and the different ways in which you can help people along on that challenge. And use things like your email marketing software and so on in order to send this stuff out with a consistent frequency. So let's say you decide that as part of your challenge, you're going to send a daily email, then each of those emails will give either a a tip or an activity or a step that somebody should be taking on that day in order to move further towards the outcome of the challenge. And these steps and the information, the stuff that you actually send people as part of the challenge, can be activities. They could be perhaps a weekly check-in or a daily check-in where you encourage everybody to use your Facebook group, for example, which we find can be very helpful in keeping your challenge participants together and keep them on track. So you might have a daily check-in or a midday check-in, or maybe you have a check-in at the end of every week to see how people are progressing, whether they've had any challenges or problems and so on. And of course, if you're using a Facebook group just for the purposes of the challenge, that enables the participants to help each other out, support each other, gives you an easier way of addressing any problems, any questions and stuff that come up. So obviously by choosing an outcome that isn't huge, that isn't something that requires the teaching of a really advanced new set of skills or a lot of manual intervention, and building your challenge more around just guiding people along, providing the accountability, providing them with a roadmap or a formula or a system or process of steps to actually follow, and then accompanying that with the community element with your Facebook group, then it can be a very compelling thing for people to sign up to. And of course, as they sign up and they're taking part in your challenge, they are becoming part of your audience, they're becoming more exposed to you, developing that bit of a relationship, that trust and that knowledge of you and what you can help them do. And if through the course of this challenge you help them to achieve a positive result, then you are starting your track record with them in terms of helping them solve problems, overcome pains, overcome frustrations, get outcomes that they actually want. So when you then promote your membership, which obviously you want to make sure that your challenge leads into your membership in some way, and you are saying, now we've helped you achieve this result, come into our membership and we can help you achieve all these other sorts of results. That trust is there. That track record is there. People have essentially been able to trial your ability to help them achieve positive change. And the great thing about structuring stuff like this as a challenge rather than just a free email course that anyone can sign up for at any time is, again, you get to create an event type feel around it in the same way that we talked about with web summits. If you can create an event feel, if you can have it so that everyone signing up for the challenge needs to sign up by a specific deadline in order to be able to take part, and then everyone starts at the same point, they progress along at the same schedule, and there's a set endpoint, then that gives you that more intense, more focused activity that's going on. So you're going to have people who are in the challenge sharing stuff publicly, talking about the fact that they're doing this challenge. So there's a lot more noise and a lot more buzz and a lot more eyeballs on what you're doing. But of course, it's important, as we talked about the priorities when it comes to audience building through activities like this, that you have that lead in to your membership. So one thing that you can do to bridge people taking part in your challenge and people joining your membership is to hold some sort of Q&A call or a webinar at the end of your challenge for anyone who's taken part. So that can kind of be a wrap-up webinar. Perhaps you offer that as a surprise. So that's a surprise bonus as a thank you for taking part in the challenge. We put together a Q&A call where you can ask me any questions about what happens next, where we can discuss this topic in more detail. We can look at the results some of you guys have achieved. And of course, you're getting those guys together and that gives you an opportunity to talk a little bit more about your membership and about what comes next. An important thing is finding that natural next step so that your challenge doesn't just end. When someone is done with your challenge, they should know what the next step they need to take is. And that could be a specific piece of content within your course, or it could simply be a case of you educating them on what they should be focusing on next. So again, if you're in the fitness industry and you're helping people adopt a particular type of diet, like the paleo diet or something like that, and over the space of your challenge, somebody has changed their eating habits, they've changed their diet, then they're going to want to know, okay, what can we do next to lose weight, or what can we do next to improve our fitness now that we've got the diet taken care of? And so maybe that's an educational piece on your part that could be delivered through a webinar, through a Q&A call or something like that. But if you look for opportunities to bridge what people have done within your challenge and what their next step would naturally be see once they've accomplished what they joined the challenge to accomplish, then making sure that that's communicated, making sure that that's obvious is going to make it a lot easier for you to transition people between the free challenge and the paid membership. One thing you might think about doing during the challenge itself is if you're doing any sort of live training for your members, if you are doing member mastermind calls, office hours, regular live webinars for members, then maybe you schedule that so that during the month where you're doing the challenge, you're able to invite challenge participants to actually come along to a live member call. Again, that's giving them a little taste of what's inside your membership. It's showing them what they're missing out on. It's showing them what they could potentially get when they finish the challenge. And if you are planning on doing a Q&A call or a webinar once the challenge is over, then if people have already been able to sample just a little part of your membership, they're going to have the familiarity with the fact that A, you actually have a membership, because sometimes simply awareness is the issue, and B, what sort of stuff is actually inside the membership, so it's not as much of a jump between talking about the challenge and then trying to promote the membership or encourage people to join. So giving people that sample, giving people a taste of your membership, if it works out in terms of your member content, again, could be a good way to prepare them for transitioning into the membership after they've done with the challenge. At the end of the challenge, you might also consider either offering a trial to your membership or even a discount. Now, if you don't typically offer a public trial, then offering that as something that's exclusive, something that is a thank you, something that you can communicate as something that's not normally available to your challenge participants. Again, you can use scarcity, you can use urgency. So you can say at the end of a challenge, normally we don't offer any sort of trial membership, but as a thank you for taking part in the challenge, we'd like to invite you to trial out our membership for 14 days. But in order to do so, you need to sign up within the next 48 hours or something like that. If it's something that's not normally available, like a trial or a discount, then again, you get to play the urgency and the scarcity cards when it comes to actually promoting it to trial participants. And something else worth considering is actually putting the full challenge inside your membership from day one. So if your challenge consists of some content, some instructional content, worksheets, reference materials, activities, all that sort of stuff, and you have it all prepared in advance, then you can load all of that content into your membership before you start the challenge. And that means that at a few points during the challenge, you can actually say to the participants, if you want to power through this challenge, so if we are progressing slower than you would like, because some people do like to just power through, and if you're doing a 30-day challenge, they may just want to go full out and run through everything within 2 or 3 days. So you can say to them, if you want to go faster, if you want to get access to the full challenge, it's available now inside our membership, and then you can provide them details of the membership as well. And you can bring that up 2 or 3 times during the challenge, depending on how long your challenge is. So if your challenge is running over 30 days, then you might mention it on day one. You might mention it then on day 10 and on day 20, and promote it not only as a way of being able to power through the challenge or get access to it at your own pace, but if you have a community inside your membership, if you have other resources that could help people during the challenge, then you can highlight those as well. And of course, we talked about doing the challenge as primarily something that's delivered via email or is delivered with a community element. Maybe there's some live webinar, live video in there, but what you could do is actually run the challenge inside your membership as it happens too. So this is something that a few people do. In particular, you have Natalie Lussier, who has a well-known email marketing challenge. And rather than simply sending out the different steps and stages via email, what Natalie does is have the challenge delivered through her membership site as a free membership level. That means that when it comes to transitioning people through to your membership site, then they already have an account, they're already accustomed to the interface, they've already logged in, they're in familiar territory, and so upgrading is just a click of a button. They've still got the same place, they still use the same look and feel of a website, they still have a dashboard and so on. And while this takes a bit more to set up on a technical front, it certainly does give you more opportunities to position and promote your membership as the natural next step on from the challenge. So our typical recommendation would be to try running the challenge first via email with your social group and so on. And if it proves successful, then look at ways to actually add it to your website as a free membership level. And running a challenge was actually a key part of our strategy before we launched MemberSite Academy. We had spent years at the coalface working one-on-one with client projects before we actually planted our flag in the sand as the Membership Guys and started content marketing and started audience building with our membership site in mind. And we actually gave ourselves a relatively short period of time between that public planting of our flag and starting with all of those content marketing efforts and actually opening the doors to our membership. We gave ourselves 3 months to do this in. So we knew we had to employ the kind of tactics that we're talking about in this course as a way of accelerating our audience. And without doubt, the biggest and most impactful activity we did was running our 30-day membership challenge. So we broke down the steps of planning, building, and launching a membership website into 30 daily emails. And this generated hundreds and hundreds of email signups for us in a very short space of time, many of whom then went on to become members of MemberSite Academy when the doors opened. And a lot of the things we talk about there, we did too. We put the full challenge inside the membership when we launched. We've ran that challenge a few times as well over the years, and every time that we've done it, again, we promote the fact it's inside the membership and so on. And there's lots of things you can do with your challenge once it's actually run and once it's been created in order to use all parts of the buffalo and get the absolute best from it. So you can take a bunch of the individual steps from the challenge and then release them as blog posts. So let's say you do have a 30-day challenge and there's 30 individual steps with a written email and so on for all of them. You're not going to damage that challenge or make it any less compelling if you take 5 or 6 of those steps and those emails that you've written and spin them off into blog posts. So you get to use the content that you've created a few different times in different ways. And you can utilize those blog posts in the build up to your challenge running. So you can actually use the challenge as a content upgrade for that blog post by saying, this is taken directly from the 20-day fitness challenge, the 15-day guitar pro challenge, or something like that. We will be opening the doors on X date. To sign up for it, enter your email below. Once your challenge is actually run, you could look at creating content from case studies with participants. So if you have a video channel, maybe do a video interview. If you have a podcast, have 2 or 3 of them on your podcast, or you write up a blog post, maybe have a roundup of everyone who took part in your challenge, giving their highlight of the result that they achieved. Again, creating content, creating social proof, and as a result, creating more demand for the next time that you open your challenge. Now, if you didn't previously have a free Facebook group, which is, of course, one of the strategies we talked about within this course, then running a challenge can actually serve a dual purpose. So if you're thinking of starting a Facebook group, but you're worried about that initial momentum and getting those numbers, then if you set up a pop-up Facebook group, as they're called, just for the challenge, then what you can do is then leave everyone who was in there for the challenge into the group rather than closing it down and just keep running it. Rebrand it, change it from the 30-day membership challenge to membership mastermind, the 10-day guitar pro challenge to guitar pro enthusiasts or something like that. So that gives you your initial bank of Facebook group participants who have already had that interaction, they've already had that relationship building with you. And of course, that makes it easier for you to then grow your free Facebook group as part of your wider audience building strategy. And we said a few times about running the challenge multiple times a year. If we are creating this event feeling around the challenge and we're using deadlines, we're using urgency, we're using scarcity, then it makes sense to reopen the challenge a few times a year. And every time you do it, you've obviously got the content, you've got case studies, you've got social proof, you've got stuff you can use from previous challenges to refine, improve it, and make it even more compelling. And this can factor into the sales and the promotionals activity for your membership. So when we looked at strategies like using joint venture venture partners and having joint venture partners send traffic to a webinar or an opt-in, and then obviously they get fully a commission if those people then turn into sales. You could have those joint venture partners promoting and sending people into your challenge, and again, have an affiliate set up whereby anyone who joins the challenge on the back of a referral from one of your joint venture partners then generates commission for them if they join your membership. So in terms of being a big gun audience building strategy, a challenge can fit into a variety of different places. And of course, as we're showing here, it can be used as a source of various different pieces of content too. So you can take that challenge and potentially turn it into a book, turn it into a keynote presentation, a workshop, or a web summit. We are doing a similar thing with our 30-day membership challenge, which we are editing, expanding on a little, and actually releasing as our first membership-related book, The Member Machine. And that, again, follows the same sort of structure where the book is broken down into a 30-day step-by-step guide to planning, building, and launching a membership website. You could potentially do the same thing. If you've got a 10-day fitness challenge, could you expand on that a little bit and turn it into a physical printed book or a Kindle book or even just an ebook that you charge a small amount for? Since we first ran the challenge, we've actually had a PDF version of the membership challenge available for purchase as a tripwire product as part of our sales funnels for the Membersite Academy. So there's so much that you can do with it. And if you are into public speaking, again, you can use elements of it for a keynote. You can turn your challenge into a full day workshop. So it gives you the curriculum, the structure, the activity, and so on. Lots of things that you can do to get the most out of using a challenge, and lots of ways you can use it to build your audience. All right, guys, I really do hope you found that useful. That was, as we mentioned at the beginning of the episode, taken directly from our audience building course inside Membersite Academy. So you're getting a little freebie there that is normally reserved for our paid members. But I really do hope that you have found it useful and that's given you some ideas. If you've run a challenge before, how you could improve it, or if you're looking for ways to accelerate your audience building or putting together some sort of one-off or big sales promotional activity, then hopefully now what we talked about in terms of challenges has given you a few ideas for what you could be doing. And of course, if you want to know more about building your audience, that brand new course that we've released at the Academy is getting a lot of very positive feedback. We've already got members getting results from it. That's just one of numerous courses inside the Academy where we cover not just the tech side, but also loads of stuff on the strategy, on the marketing, on generating sales, growing and scaling your membership, plus our community, our live training, and all the bells and whistles. Basically, if you've got a membership site and you want to grow it, it's an absolute no-brainer being a Membersite Academy. Sales pitch over. I'm going to leave you guys. Please do reach out to me on social media. Let me know what you thought of the episode. If you found it useful, hit me up at Twitter at Membership Guys, or jump into our free Facebook group that we have over at talkmemberships.com. Just hit that URL, talkmemberships.com, and that'll redirect you through to our free private Facebook group for membership site owners. Click to join and one of us will let you in pretty quickly. Hopefully we'll see you guys there. I'd love to hear what you thought of the episode, if you found it useful, and if you plan to run a challenge for your own membership strategy on the back of it. I'll be back again very soon with another awesome episode of the Membership Guys podcast. Until then, take care and thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode of the Membership Guys podcast, we invite you to check out the membersiteacademy.com. The Membersite Academy is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a membership website. So whether you're still figuring out what your idea is going to be, or whether your website is already up and running and you're just looking for ways to grow it and attract new members, then the Membersite Academy can help you to get to the next level. With our extensive course library, monthly training, exclusive member-only discounts, perks and tools, and a supportive, active community to help you along the way with feedback, encouragement and advice, the Membersite Academy is the perfect place to be for anyone looking to start, manage and grow a successful membership website. So check it out at membersiteacademy.com.